I said in the bar stories, Kelly, describe those.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, you know, every wedding has to have one or two guests who add a little bit of spice, right? A little bit of excitement to the entire thing, right?
Okay.
This isn't always a good thing. So if you can manage to make it through the day without driving your car onto a golf course, getting yourself and the wedding party banned, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's not good. Oh, getting banned on your wedding day, not great.
Yeah, so this is just a couple that was attending a wedding.
Oh, no.
At a golf course.
Oh, boy.
Over the weekend in Pennsylvania, got into an argument. The woman walked out onto the golf course, so her husband decided he was going to follow her, but he was going to follow her in his car.
Oh, gosh.
Wound up
driving it on the course?
Yep. Wound up driving the car into a creek.
Oh, gosh.
And got the wedding host banned from holding any events for the next 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. I wonder what kind of gift that couple got them. I hope it's really good.
Hopefully it was nice.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without driving your car onto a golf course, getting yourself and the wedding party banned, you're doing okay.
She's like, you never look at me the way he looks at her.
Right. I mean, all right, hey, coming up, I want to hear your crazy wedding story, right? Maybe you didn't drive your car onto a golf course at a wedding.
Gosh, I hope not.
But maybe something else happened. I do want to get to a message from a listener that involves a naked groomsman.
Naked groomsman?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
So this couple got themselves and the wedding party banned from holding any events at this golf course for 2 years because dude literally drove his car after getting into an argument with his wife onto the golf course, crashing it into a little creek.
That's insane.
Yeah. So some other crazier wedding stories. We'll get to the naked best man here in just a sec.
Oh, wow.
Other than the fact that I was on Wild Weddings on TLC because I told my wife I'd take her for granted. I misread or missaid my...
your vows, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And her look.
Exactly.
Like,
so
what?
That was just a real quick one, and that actually wound up on TLC's Wild Weddings, so that's kind of crazy.
That was more mild than wild.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it was cute.
Another message from a listener. My brother-in-law, who was supposed to be in the wedding and doing a reading, missed the entire wedding because he forgot to pack a tie.
Oh, gosh.
And went shopping for one instead of, you know, actually coming to the wedding.
Oh, no.
He was waiting for us at the reception venue.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
That's from Kate.
Oh, man. Of all the things.
And then this one. So my groomsmen were getting hammered before the ceremony even started.
Not good.
They were swaying by the time they got to the altar. By the reception, best man thought it was a good idea to climb onto a table and start to strip.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no, 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 no.
He had everyone cheering him on. Uh-huh. And so he kept going. Took off his jacket, threw it. Took off his tie, threw it. Took off his dress shirt, threw it. He felt all hot blank until he took off his undershirt. And then everyone started laughing because turns out the dude taped cotton balls to his nipples. Because
why would we do that?
Guess he's prone to chafing. Anyway, he forgot about it. And when he looked down and remembered and realized everyone was laughing, his face turned clear white, sobered him up, and he jumped down and grabbed his clothes.
Bless his heart. And now he's probably forever known as Cotton Nipples.
Cotton Nipples, yeah, for sure.
Probably.
I mean, there are worse
never
things
heard
than me,
right? A runner. Have you done that before?
I've never taped cotton to my nipples, no.
Okay. All right.
No, I haven't. I have taped Band-Aids and put Glide on my nipples.
Uh-huh.
But not taped cotton to my nipples.
Oh, okay.
Because wouldn't the cotton, like, show?
I would think there would be some. Yeah, probably.
Wouldn't they poke out? And wouldn't it look like
some rubbing there too?
Well, maybe not the cotton, but
I don't know.
It would at least look like you were you had something
they
on
would
there.
Protrude, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So anyway, some good stuff there on 99.7 DJX.